Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
My, hey, hey. Thrasher's Wheat Radio is here to stay. Good evening, Eric. Eric Koval.
Good evening to you, Tony. A week, huh? How fast it goes.
Boy, does it zip by. You know, when these weekly shows, and now, you know, we have many weekly shows that we prepare for, help others prepare for, really does condense a week into, wow.
Kind of a wild speed of life, but, you know, fantastic that here we are still immersed in summer. I mean, a fantastic stretch of weather, so consistent that it has still slowed stuff down.
We are slipping into autumn in the most gentle, beautiful fashion, little by little by little. I'm just loving that, man.
Every position of sleep last night felt great, Tony. I could turn over on my side, and I was like, wow, this is like heaven. Turn over on my back, and I was like, whoa, this is great, too.
The cool sheets greeting us again.
You know, school beginning, right?
I mean, school beginning.
That has an impact on families everywhere. I mean, I was up at 5:30 this morning with the eggs and toast.
Yep, exactly.
Chicken salad sandwich for later.
Exactly. It gets that routine. You know, we rally against routine, but we also do rally in support of it sometimes. Sometimes you go so far out that you're like, wait a minute, everybody back to the middle.
Almost sounds like Neil Young, Tony. It almost sounds like an analogy. He likes to surf that edge. But boy, he can that rhythm, you know, Poncho carrying that rhythm.
Exactly. Yum. Well, what does he say that, you know, every so many years, he's got to get off into the ditch. And here we are. We're in the ditches. We're in the middle of the road. It's the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Thank you one and all for the comments of the past week. And we're ready to jump into some music, which is why you're here. That's why we're all here.
Yeah, this next one, Tony, I remember going to the show with you at Saratoga. Somehow we worked ourselves right to a great spot.
Oh,
where,
beautiful.
You know, we could see Steven, we could see Neil, touring in support of Neil's Living with War.
Fantastic.
What a tour. So, hey, welcome to the third episode of the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, WBKM.org.
We'll be right back. The barn had a blend. took a look at the hole where the bird used to be, and I'll sing him a song because he sang one for me.
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, third episode. Nothing like the blend of those voices. I mean, it's so comforting to my ear, almost like a blanket on a summer night, you know, a light sheet or something. Isn't that? I mean, such a gentleman, that Graham Nash.
Truly, one of the great voices of rock and roll, still has that beautiful voice, that beautiful touch on the keyboards.
A tune called Cowboy of Dreams, ahead of that off of Are You Passionate? Great work, differently. A real nice clarity to Neil's playing on that track. And Families, taken off of Living with War. Ah, yeah, back to that blend. You know, nothing like the blending of those friends, Stephen and Neil and Graham and David. A lot transpired, you know, so much work done. And some wild stuff happened at his place. Tony, you remember that story? I mean, talking about the blend between the barn and the house.
Yeah, so we got a Graham Nash tune in there, and Neil not on it at all. So why are we playing that at Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour? Rusty's around the world, Neil Young fans, many of whom will know the story, many won't. It's the Moore Barn story. Graham tells the story how he went down to the ranch, where Neil lives, Northern California. And Neil rowed him out in a rowboat into the middle of the lake, Nash saying, once again, putting my life in Neil's hands. And they get out into the middle, and Neil waves to some invisible party, and music starts playing out of the sky. And he realizes, Graham realizes, that Neil has wired up the house to be the left speaker and the barn to be the right speaker. And somebody engineering it, I forget who it was, engineering the balance there, yells out, "How does it sound?" And Neil yells from the rowboat, "More barn!" Meaning more right speaker.
In essence, you know, mixing this album to a certain degree, you know, in the middle of a pond.
So, you know, you could just imagine Neil, you know, very quietly having this whole thought-out scheme that when Graham comes up there, I'm going to roll him out in the boat. He's not going to know what the heck we're doing. And then he's going to hear this music come out of nowhere. This elaborate, you know, almost practical joke in a sense. A huge scale practical joke with actually the merit behind it. So more barn.
Well, even on his movies or his, you know, Play It Loud, He's a big fan. Depending on, I guess, what form he's in. With the horse, yes. CSNY, oh yeah, there's a time to get loud. But yeah, hearing that image that conjures up, more barn.
More
and
barn.
So if you see T-shirts out there in the parking lots, and now you get it.
There is a vintage T-shirt, and I've never had one. I'd love one. Hint, hint. And yeah. Hey, on would we go here in the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. What do you say we walk on?
Listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont. Thank you.
your star. Thinking your mind was my own in a dream. What would you wonder, and how would it seem? Living in castles, a bit at a time. The king started laughing and talking in rhyme, saying words.
now, straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Thrasher here, Thrasher's Wheat News, and bringing you the latest Neil Young news for the week. Big news this week is an announcement about the upcoming Neil Young and Crazy Horse album titled Psychedelic Pill. We got a little bit more details on the upcoming release that looks like it's scheduled for the October timeframe. This is going to be a double CD and triple vinyl. When was the last time you heard of a triple vinyl new release? I seem to remember one came out some time ago called Decade, and that was a lot of fun. But this double CD will probably have a lot of the tracks that we heard in the first leg of the tour of this month in August, a bunch of new songs. So that looks like that'll be really exciting, and of course, 2012 is shaping up to be quite a banner year for Crazy Horse. This will actually make the third CD that the band has released this year, two with Psychedelic Pill and then one, of course, with Americana. What else is going on? Let's see. They announced the Bridge dates, Bridge School Benefit concert dates for this year, for 2012. It will be October 20th and 21st. No information on tickets or other bands that will be playing, but if you're going to be heading out to the Shoreline Amphitheater in California in October, put that on your calendar. Let's see. What else we got going on? The latest issue of Broken Arrow magazine is out. This is the August 2012 issue, number 127. A lot of good stuff, as always, put together by editor Scott Sandy. Information on the Americana release, a look at some of Neil Young's 12-string guitars, pretty cool. Some photos of Heart of Gold import releases, a little bit different perspective there. And a timely article that looks at what it's like to be in a pit for a Crazy Horse concert. The article is titled "Don't Fear the Mosh Pit." So definitely required reading for the upcoming fall leg of the tours. Let's see. I guess the last item is probably the item that had the most coverage of a Neil Young story in some time. Somewhat humorous was that unfortunately, this past weekend, astronaut Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, died, unfortunately. But when the news was announced, it was broken on NBC News. And when it broke, they titled the news feed as "Astronaut Neil Young Died." So that was certainly a pretty surrealistic experience to learn that Neil Young, A, was an astronaut, that he was the first man to land on the moon. NBC quickly corrected that, but the fallout of that went on for several days. So anyway, that's the news. You can listen to this on a podcast if you happen to miss the broadcast or catch the tail end of it. We've got it linked in our right sidebar at thrasherswheat.org. So we'll see you on the radio, see you on the blog, and keep on rocking.
WBKM.org.
Thank you.
far across the moonbeams. I know that's who you are. I saw your brown eyes turn once to fire.
Every week, the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour brings you the Neil Field. Stories from listeners whose lives have been touched by Neil Young.
Back in the old folky day, the air was magic when we played.
If you've had the Neil Field, drop us a line at wbkm@comcast.net so we can share your story.
And now, reading a story suggested by Thrasher, here's Eric Koval.
I really started to get into Neil's music around the time that Prairie Wind came out, and I was entering my late teens. Long road trips to Canada to university with my parents, and them listening to my Neil Young CDs the entire way. My mother in particular loved, as I do, Neil's version of Four Strong Winds, and would ask me to put it on whenever I played Neil's music. I always loved to do so because it felt good to share this common love for the music with her, even if it meant listening to her attempt to sing the song. In November of 2007, I was phoned early in the morning and told to get to the airport to fly home. My mother was in the hospital dying. I've never felt a worse or more hopeless feeling in my entire life. My mom in that position, still conscious that we were all there, but unable to communicate with us. It was heartbreaking and terrifying. I had my iPod with me, so I asked my dad if it was okay, and I put the earbuds in her ears and put on Neil's version of Four Strong Winds for her to listen to. I hoped that if she was going to die, that at least one of the last things she would get to hear would be this song that she always loved, and that we were always able to share together. After I put the song on for her, we could see her lips moving to try to sing along to the song. She couldn't actually speak, but I know from her reaction that she could hear what I was playing for her. I really truly hope that it provided her with some measure of comfort and warmth in that moment, and I really believe that it did. Come April 2009, I was ecstatic, because I was finally going to be able to see my first Neil Young concert in my hometown, no less. In the back of my mind, I really hoped to hear Four Strong Winds. I wasn't really expecting him to play it. There were so many good songs he could choose from. But then, during his acoustic set, it happened, and he played it. I thought of my mother the entire time, and I know that I welled up with tears in my eyes. Even though I know it's not why he played it, it didn't matter, and it still doesn't matter. In that moment, it felt like the song was played for my mother, and it felt perfect for me. I don't think any other concert experience I will ever have will eclipse the emotions and feelings for me there. To me, that's the beauty of music, and of Neil's music in particular. There's an emotional resonance to it that sticks with you. It comes from an honest place and stirs something inside of you.
Think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I could go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind. If I ask you one more time, what we've been through this 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. If the good times are all gone, then I'm bound. If I get there before the snow flies and if things are looking good, you could meet me if I send you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do, and those winds sure can blow cold. Thank you.
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
Back to me.
strings and set me free. Let me hear the magic in my heart. Loving only love will endure. Hate is everything you think it is. Loving only love will break it down. Loving only love will break it down.
Loving only love will endure.
Doing what we can to help the great music endure. This has been the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour on WBKM.org, Burlington's kind of music. Please stick around if you can for Floydian Slip, followed by the Detached Psychedelic Garage.